Gabby Thompson is a ninth grader with a passion for singing. Any free time she gets is spent singing, writing a song, or hanging out with her two besties, Zara Lewis and Alicia Thompson. Zara is a major bookworm. She loves to read and write. Alicia, on the other hand, loves to sing along with Gabby and help her write some songs. Although Alicia was passionate about singing and had been doing it since she could talk, she never really told Gabby or Zara because she didn't want to just seem like another Gabby to the group. She's never really performed in front of anyone because she has stage fright. But Gabby, on the other hand, has probably performed in front of the whole town by now. Everyone knew how well she could sing, but anytime she got a compliment, she was so humble about it. Alicia had only ever sang in front of some family, and Gabby and Zara. One day, after writing a song in the school music room, Gabby had noticed flyers for a singing contest and decided she had to enter. Little did she know, Alicia had just done the same and was really hoping to win. The prize was a record deal with Moon Records, which is how everyone got famous these days. Both girls thought to surprise the others with their entry on the day of the contest, so without knowing it, they had been practicing each other's entry song for weeks. When the day finally arrived and each girl told the others she had a surprise, the other instantly knew it was the same thing. It was now the day of the contest, and the girls had just found out that they were both entered. Gabby was really nervous because she felt Alicia was so much better than her. Alicia was happy she was finally going to conquer her stage fright, but nervous because to her, Gabby already sounded like a pop star. After getting their numbers, Alicia was performer number 32 out of 47, and Gabby was 47. Knowing that, Gabby was so nervous because she thought everyone was going to be so much better than her that the judges would be disappointed to hear her last. Alicia felt that the judges would feel they wasted their time listening to everyone else when they hear Gabby. There were 5 judges, all important people from Moon Records. The girls knew they had to impress, so they both sang one of their originals to really stand out. After about half an hour of listening to the other performers, it was finally Alicia's turn. And after she was done, the judges had told her she was probably one of the best that they had heard all day. Then finally, after what felt like forever, it was Gabby's turn. After she sang about a minute of one of her originals, she received a standing ovation from the 5 judges and a few compliments, which broke Alicia's heart, but she wasn't going to let Gabby know. She was proud of Gabby. Then, after a few moments, the judges called all the performers back out to the stage and told them that they were all amazing and really appreciated them all coming out today, but 3 stood out. 3 were Gabby, Alicia, and a boy they had seen at school a couple of times but didn't really know. And once they were all pulled forward, they thanked them all for coming, but Gabby had stuck out the most and would soon be joining Moon Records. Gabby was so happy because her dream of becoming a star was finally gonna come true. Alicia was devastated, but she wasn't gonna let it show because she truly was proud of Gabby. She had just told her that this was just for fun and to get over her stage fright. The judges were now on stage asking Gabby if her contact info had changed at all. And after a few minutes of scrambled talking between them, they walked off, stopping at Alicia. One judge bent down next to her and told her to come back next year to join Gabby. That made her feel kind of good to know that she would have won if Gabby wasn't there, but also kind of bad because she was so close to winning. A few days later, the 3 girls were at Zara's house listening to some of her poems when Gabby's phone rang. She instantly realized it was the people from Moon Records. They had told her to come to a local studio in a few days with some songs and they would discuss and hopefully record them. Alicia decided to make a YouTube channel where she could sing her heart out. She grew so fast and so many people were loving her, she finally had a place to display her passion for singing. It's now a few weeks after the contest, and Gabby has talked to Alicia about her singing and apologized about the contest. Gabby's also recorded a couple songs and is ready to release some singles and work on an album. Alicia has been reached out to by so many record labels and continues to sing online. Zara is Alicia's manager and reads through contracts for her and helps her decide which to take. And all three girls still make time to be together every day.